proclamation number 6376 dated the October 13th, 1955. Seriously striving for the kingdom of God. All of you strive far too little for the kingdom of God and its glories, even if you believe that you will enter this kingdom one day, even if it is your will that this kingdom shall be your home sooner or later. Nevertheless, you are still not serious enough about your transformation into love, without which you will never be able to take possession of God's kingdom. You are still very weak-willed and do not call often enough upon the only one who can sufficiently strengthen your will. As long as the world still attracts you, you will not be entirely devoted to the one who alone can make his kingdom with all its glories accessible to you. In the case you still want to serve two masters, or, in other words, the control of one master is still too powerful to let you break free of him and hand yourselves over completely to the other master, for it is not possible to serve both masters at the same time, because their demands on you are of an entirely opposite nature. However, if you want to acquire God's kingdom with all its glory, you must separate yourselves from the world and its enticements. You must exert all your strength of will and only consciously strive for this kingdom, otherwise you will run the risk of being held captive by the world and thereby completely depriving yourselves of the kingdom of God. You must make your decision in all seriousness. You must become aware of the fact that only a strong will can reach the goal, and you must appeal for this strong will if you still feel too weak to resist the enticements of the world. The world can offer you very little compared to the glories of the kingdom which is not of this world, and for the sake of enjoying minutes or hours of happiness you sacrifice the whole of eternity. Nor should you defer your intention to seriously deal with the goal. You do not know how much time you have left. You do not know when your last hour will come and whether it will take you by surprise so that you will no longer be able to do anything for the salvation of your soul. For the indifference of someone who knows is worse than a worldly person's complete lack of knowledge. Yet they are both still impressed by the world. Consequently, it is most advisable to fight such temptations and cravings. None of you grasped the seriousness of the time. However, many of you would be able to release yourselves from the world, those who are faithful when they call upon Jesus Christ for help, for reinforcement of will, for the strength to withstand temptations. You humans are weak-willed and God's adversary will do anything to take advantage of that. God's adversary will always lay his hands on you where you are still vulnerable. However, you can release yourselves from him, for whatever your strength cannot manage to do, will be done by the one who died for you on the cross in order to purchase the blessings of a stronger will on your behalf. Call upon him when your soul is in need of help, or when God's adversary uses his artful trickery, when he uses the pleasures of the world to attract you. And you will suddenly realize how empty and shallow what he presents to your eyes is. You will turn away from him and follow the call of the one who wants to open his kingdom for you, who one day would like to provide you with all beatitudes in his kingdom. Amen.